New Country Z100. It's 10 minutes after 8 with Keith Urban, and who wouldn't want to be me? All right, well, I tell you, we had a Jeep run, and it was my first ever Jeep run I've ever done. Jeeping for St. Jude with our friends at Absher Arnold Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I've got some friends of mine in the studio right now. First off, Kyle Fisher, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dave, hey, how you doing?
Good morning, Kent.
Well, I tell you what, that was fun. That was fun. I was thinking when we first started talking about it, like, what's the draw with the Jeep run? Why are these people so excited? And it wasn't until I actually was in the Jeep and we were going down the back roads that I realized I see what the allure is. A Jeep Wrangler is a unique vehicle, and it's like to experience the wind and everything. Man, as you could tell, I was having a good time on the Jeep run.
Yeah, has Joy picked hers out yet?
No, I think it's the one out there that you like. I know, we were talking about, it's like, we're getting one of these. It is so much fun, and we just want to thank you guys for allowing us to be a part of the Jeep run.
Well, thanks for having us. We've had several Jeep runs over the years, and they are a lot of fun, and we almost typically look for something to donate to, and as you and I were talking last fall, the St. Jude's thing came around, and man, there is nothing that strikes on my heart more than kids and issues, and hey, we want to do our part. We've done our part this year, and we're already planning for next year, but we want to do our part to give hope and change, you know, hope for the parents and change the kids' lives.
Absolutely, and that's what this is all about. It was a bunch of people getting together under a common theme, a common cause, if you will, to help out the kids of St. Jude and their families. And Kyle, I was amazed too at that morning about how many different configurations there can be of a Jeep Wrangler too.
I mean, a Wrangler is really a reflection of your personality. There's no personality that's the same, and there's no Wrangler that's the same. I think we talked about there's people there that had more in aftermarket parts than their Jeep actually cost.
Sure.
Yeah, you can really customize it any way you want. And it's one of the cool things about those events is you get to really see that they're all the same vehicle, but there's so many different interpretations. It's really cool to see what each person wants to make their Jeep. And it's usually a reflection of who they are.
It was neat to see all of these people together, all of us taking off at the same time. And, you know, for St. Jude, that's what this whole event was all about. And I just want to thank everybody listening. Dave, there was like a couple of different clubs out there. I know 618 Jeeps was out there, and that's a big one, isn't it?
618 was there. That's a big one locally. I don't know if some people made it from 573 over Missouri or not. Wow. I talked to a couple of people. There were some people from Peoria.
Peoria, yep. Had a Jeep group from Peoria come down.
Wow. Texas was, I think, the farthest one away, maybe.
We had some family involved in that one. It wasn't necessarily just because of our event, but but to have people from that far away, we had a couple from the Chicago area as well. So we had a pretty good pull, pretty good reach for this. And you know, I think if we just keep promoting it and do it again next year, we'll have an even bigger reach next year.
Yeah, I want to thank the friends down there at the resort at Egyptian Hills. I believe his name is Micah.
Micah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a great host. And we had the Deplorables down there doing music. They're good.
Oh, they're very good.
I mean, that was something right there. I was like rocking out. They did some country, then they did some rock, then we're doing kid rock, and I was dancing out in the rain with the people.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Fun.
They're good.
So if you ever see them out and about, go check them out. It's a good time. But you guys brought in a big check, and we want to go ahead and let you guys unveil what you all are bringing to St. Jude through this Jeep run.
Do we get a drum roll here? Is
that, you know, it would have been handy. The DJ is off kilter today. The DJ needs one more cup of coffee. That's still cup number one that I'm working on. But I think that I could probably get something put together right here, right now. All right. Nope, I can't. It's not going to do it. There it is. I finally did it. The grand total of Jeeping for St. Jude is
$10,436.
$10,000 plus. Oh my goodness. Woohoo! What was that grand total again so I can write it down?
$10,436 for one day total. We were incredibly happy with that. That surpassed our goal. We had more people than we expected, more vehicles than we expected. And at the end of the day, that all meant more money than we expected going to St. Jude. And that's what it was all about. And it was just so awesome to, when we were tallying up Monday morning and we hit that 10,000 mark, it was just a sigh of relief. We all kind of threw our hands up in the air and did a little dance, and we were very excited. So,
I think another thing that was so cool on this journey was the Giant City Lodge. And, like, Mike Kelly and the crew over there, I guess you had to tell them, like, we're expecting this many people.
Yeah.
So get ready. And we didn't know how many's going to be over there.
Yeah, they did a great job of handling. That was the one we talked about that. I was so nervous going in, having that many people trying to eat all at once. And can't say enough about how great they handled that crowd. Got us in and out. And I mean, no hiccups at all. It could not have gone better. And they were so helpful through the entire process. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being a part of that. There you go. $10,436 that we're sending down to say, hey, we want the research to continue. And for the families there, we want you to have a place to stay. We want you to take care of your kid. And it's the way it's supposed to be.
And
guys,
I do want to say thanks to People's National Bank and Main Street Tees and DuCoin. That number doesn't happen without them. And, of course, the stops, Giant City Lodge, Alto Vineyards, Blue Sky, and Egyptian Hills. None of this was possible without them. And, of course, you guys here at the radio station, you guys were such a great help helping us organize this and get it off the ground. And without everybody involved, that number doesn't happen. So thank you to everybody involved.